There's been lots of controversy here in the UK since news broke on Tuesday that the BBC had suspended Jeremy Clarkson, one of the presenters of the globally popular Top Gear TV programme. Hundreds of thousands of Mr. Clarkson's fans and critics have weighed into the storm that's been unleashed on media, and particularly, of course, on social media.
The instantly recognisable TV programme and its star presenter, that's Jeremy Clarkson.
How did that man get so popular over here? It's a good question, because he brought back humour. People love him over here.
Yet he's become someone that we either love to watch or love to hate.
At its best, Top Gear and Jeremy Clarkson are incredibly good TV, incredibly intelligent and very funny. The BBC will have to let him go, however much that will hurt them.
Among those who love to watch, though, is none other than the Prime Minister, David Cameron, a friend of Clarkson's who, while insisting he wasn't trying to interfere in the running of the BBC, had this to say.
He does amuse and entertain so many people, including my children, who'll be heartbroken if Top Gear is taken off air. I hope this can be sorted out, because it's a great programme and he's a great talent.
The numbers signing an online petition to have Clarkson reinstated have spiralled. That number has now risen beyond 500,000.
Wounds that are old can still cause deep pain and indeed embarrassment. 200 years ago, the French army, led by Napoleon, were defeated at the Battle of Waterloo. And though two centuries have now passed, France is still not keen on a new coin proposed by Belgium to commemorate that battle. The BBC's Chris Morris has been following this story from Brussels, the Belgian capital, which lies only some 15 kilometres or so from the battlefield of Waterloo.
Belgium has submitted a design to the European Council for a €2 coin that shows an image of the Lion Hill Memorial at Waterloo, with a basic map of the battle lines superimposed upon it. But the French government clearly disagrees. It's launched a formal objection, arguing that the design contains a symbol that is negative for a fraction of the European population. It could cause hostile reactions in France, an official letter from Paris says, at a time when Eurozone governments are trying to strengthen unity and cooperation. In the next few days, Belgium will have to decide whether it's willing to withdraw or amend its design. If it is not, there will have to be a qualified majority vote among the members of the Eurozone on whether the current design should be approved.